This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Far circle, Quinn gets it back again. Shot's not there. Yoki Haru scored from here in the tournament. Scores! He did it again! Henry Yoki Haru!
One of the moments of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Jeremy and Joe, we're going streaking. Two in a row. Wait, you know what we need?
It is 6 of 7.
Sure.
That's good. That's streaking, right?
Kind of. I only speak in terms of streaks with the Sabres. If they're to lose on Thursday, reset the counter and get 10 in a row. I will not treat the season as over until they can't win 10 in a row.
Does this whole exercise only work because they lost to Nashville and the last game before the break?
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't be talking about them winning 10 in a row if they had right now been on a 7-game win streak.
No, they were not within.
Because then we'd be talking about, oh, guys, they need to make this streak 50. 16 games.
That's right.
And that almost suddenly makes it sound more impossible.
I mean, 10 in a row is pretty ridiculous anyway, but
that's right.
They played their way back into 10 in a row range. So,
stupid,
yeah.
13-game losing streak.
If they play well enough for a couple of weeks, you know, talk to me, Joe, about 3 weeks from now. Maybe it's Operation 6 in a row. Maybe they have to win the last 6 of whatever. We're going to do it the best we can. 803-0550. Jeremy and Joe, good Wednesday morning. Have a question for you about the Bills. And if you want to try on decoding James Cook's Instagram, I'm doing some work on that. James Cook posted on his Instagram a picture of him signaling a first down against the Chiefs. And in it, he's got two emojis.
Yep.
An hourglass emoji and the devil face emoji. Now, digging deep into this, there are two hourglass emojis. One has the sand at the top. One has the sand at the bottom. Sand at the bottom means this is over, right?
Right. Yep.
Sand at the top means time's ticking. Yep. Now, the devil face, one devil face is happy, one devil face is mad. He's got the happy one.
Yep.
So I'm taking this cryptic tweet from James Cook to mean that there's time left and it's not contentious. There you go. You can report that. Tweet that out, breaking sports news, if you want. Do we do that anymore? No? All right.
Emoji decoder.
Emoji decoder.
It should be in your title from now on.
I'll take it.
Emoji decoder.
803-0550. What do you want to happen next? Let's get to that. What do you want to happen next? Shakir gets his deal, 4 years, solid deal for him.
Yep.
Cook, Bernard, Benford, Rousseau, all on the list here.
I think doesn't it have to be Benford? No,
I think.
Well, you think it could be Bernard?
I think it's most likely to be Bernard. He's the likely cheapest, and they would never use a franchise tag on him, so they will be motivated to get that done. So I think Bernard is next, but we'll see. Get some calls in. CJ in Buffalo. Hey, CJ. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Now, some of the stuff I'm about to say, just walk with me here. So, I would trade James Cook. I wouldn't go to the end or do anything like we did with Gabe Davis. I think he wants a contract this year. Otherwise, I do think he will cause a problem so social media wise in the off season if he doesn't get paid. But with all of our resources, I would say the Bills need speed on offense and speed on defense. And with the offense that we run with Joe Brady, I haven't seen screens since Chan Gailey, just going off memory. So I would definitely say, look, speed opens up for Kincaid. With the offensive line that you have, looking back, I'm not worried about the Worthy pick. I think – I know Sean McDermott said he wants size with speed, but I think speed in general opens up for everybody, just like the presence of Amari Cooper opened it up for the offense. Speed keeps the safety back. You have to respect Josh Allen's arm and somebody's speed. I don't care if you only run a nine route. I think that offense and defense helps this team a lot. If you want to allocate most of your resources to defense and say, look, let's just add some speed on offense just to open up the playbook a little more. Let's make people worry about that one threat, but it gives everybody else a little more breathing room, like the short screen Shakir, because you have some speed on the outside. That's all I'm saying. I would just put more than one resource there. I know MVS didn't work out, but I would even take draft picks. Just, let's get two fast guys. After that, hopefully they grow into something great, but if they don't, they work in this offense, especially with this offensive line. That's all.
Yeah, thanks, CJ. One of the things I'm picturing visually, what if you want a good speed receiver, vertical speed receiver, I mean, granted, the best of the best do this anyway, but you're looking for someone that when he lines up out wide, the corner is 12 yards back.
Yep.
So, okay, I got to be ready for this because he'll run right by me. Think about Elam on Worthy in the AFC Championship game?
Mm-hmm.
Was he backed off?
He was backed off.
15 yards?
It was insane how far back
right.
he was.
The speed is such a threat that everything is open to you. To cut that short, to do whatever. So, someone like that. The Bills do talk a good game, like wanting someone like that.
Yes and no.
Bean said yesterday, I'll never turn that down. Like I said, they talk a good game.
What Bean yesterday... When asked about speed, I have a different takeaway. I came away from Bean's comment yesterday thinking they will never invest in speed. They will never invest in speed because he is so, at least this is how he talks, and the action mostly backs that up. He is so aggressive when he talks about that you've got to be a good football player first. And... like, that's not crazy to say, right? That I just don't want speed to get speed. It guy's got to be a good football player. He reiterates that every time he's asked about it. That does seem to be how they act. Other teams don't act like that. Not everybody does act like that. There are teams in the league, a lot of them, I think. There's at least a chunk that will draft speed just to draft speed and think, oh, I can make that guy into a good football player. And the Bills kind of carry themselves that way. And they'd have to change their attitude on that. Because even last year with Worthy, like, okay, you might have wanted him.
And
you told him. But why didn't you take him? Because there was another team that believed in the speed more.
Yeah.
And you might have thought, well, you might have been thinking about the football player before you were thinking about what I can turn that speed into.
Right. On One Bills Live yesterday, they asked Brandon Bean, hey, do you have a guy you're hoping runs slow again? Because the famous story from the combine is they watched Gabe Davis run slow.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's something revealing in there about Bean hoping the combine lies to people and lies to his colleagues. But to go there and hope guys run slow is a little bit counterintuitive to wanting the fastest guys. But that said, you know, everything you just laid out, I don't think it's wrong. But they invest their time and their resources on scouting speed, and then they just back away from it. They liked Worthy. He came in for a visit. He said he thought the Bills were going to take him, and then he and Joe Brady hit it off, and that's all good. The other guys they brought in for their 30 visits, I remember I had the list up yesterday, it's Devontae Walker, Troy Franklin. They've looked at it. They've gone to the speed lot and never walked off with a speed vehicle.
But if you like the speed, but there are 7 other teams, 12 other teams that love it and are obsessed with it, then how often are you going to get it? What, like, you can want it, but if consistently there are other teams that want it more because maybe they don't have the same qualifier that you do. Maybe if the Bills' attitude is, we'd love to have speed, but our qualifier is the guy has got to be a good football player all around. And that there are other teams that say, I don't need him to be a good all-around football player. Give me the speed and let me work with it. Then guess what's going to happen? You're never going to end up with the speed. You're never going
to
get there.
Is Worthy, and Worthy might be like too, we're all too close to the situation because of the trade in the Chiefs, but is Worthy a football player? Or is he just a fast guy? And do the Chiefs care?
And is he the only example of that? Because really, they have, Diggs was not slow, and John Brown is like 7 years ago now.
No, I'm thinking about guys like Tank Dell. What's Tank Dell? He's Tank a football Dell. Player. He's fast and not that big, but he's a football player, okay? Some guys get that. If you're 150 pounds, you can't be a football player because, it, I mean, what's Worthy, like 170?
He's not much bigger. He's not much bigger.
The Bills want Tutu Atwell here?
I guess I'll believe it when I see it that they draft a guy based on the pure breakaway speed. And there are some deficiencies otherwise. That there are holes in the game, there is a size problem, or there is a technique problem, or whatever it is. That they'll just go and draft speed and try to mold that into a player. Rather than, it feels more often, especially receiver and maybe running back to a lesser extent, this is true. But just as a team overall, they've never really been that fast of a team.
That's right.
Like, their whole team is kind of built with the idea that, okay, well, you got to be a good football player first. So therefore, you kind of build your team not being as fast as everybody else because you might have a qualifier that half the league doesn't.
803-0550. We'll get a break in, Silas. We'll take your call on the other side, get a little more time to talk about it with you. And Sal coming up at 8 o'clock from Indianapolis on the Shakir extension and his continued State of the Bills series at our website, WGR550.com.